Hello and welcome to Bricks and Banter, the show with real talk from the custom LEGO community. I'm your host, Billy, also known as BM4, and today's episode is a real treat. He is one of the most talented painters I know, a gifted photographer, and was awarded the title of Best Auctioneer without ever hosting a single auction of his own. You guessed it is none other than Hoodie_Studios. I'm always stunned by Griff's work, and even more stunned by the prices his work fetches at auction, but it is well-deserved, and it was an absolute pleasure to have him on the podcast. So with no further ado, here's my conversation with Griff, a.k.a. Hoodie Studios. How are you doing, bro?
What is up? I'm good. Home slice.
Home slice. Oh, man. Mm. We were just talking about that the other night, how whenever you're calling somebody home slice, they feel, like, so special. And honestly, I felt special, too. And then you had to break the news to me that, you know, we didn't have something special going. You call all the other LEGO thoughts home slice, too. And I don't know. I don't know how
just
I feel
as
about
common
that.
As bro. Yeah. Bro. Brotato. That's another good one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's solid. Solid. It really brings it back to, like, the 2010s. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I got you.
Oh, man. So, when did you get started in the LEGO community?
So, I listened to Sean's episode. And you guys, like, mentioned how you, like, ghosted people for a while. I did the same thing, but for way longer than 2 years. So, I started ghosting people back in, like, 2013. I still, like, a long time ago.
Yeah, that's the same as me, then, yeah.
Yeah, because on my personal, I still follow, like, Brickophilia and LM9, Aaron, and McLovin, and a few other guys that have been making stuff for, like, a long time. So... I don't know. And I always thought their stuff was cool, but I never thought that, like, I could do it or anything like that. So it's just, like, I don't know. I never got around to, like, buying paints or anything. I Sharpied on stuff for a while, but it all sucked, of course, because it's Sharpie. And then I eventually got around to making an account. And it was actually the one before Hoodie Studios. So, surprise, surprise, I actually had an account before this. It only ever got, like, 100 or 2 followers. Never really gained any traction. I didn't do much on it. I posted, like, once every 2 months, so it wasn't much. And then I got off for like a year and then started Hoodie Studios. So yeah.
Awesome. And I mean, now on Hoodie Studios, you've been before getting that to that point, you were around for quite a while, did a lot of stuff, and then you dipped away for like college or a personal reason, right?
My like senior year of high school, I was like, I should focus on my life, because I wasn't, like, doing much with LEGO. Like, it wasn't really going anywhere for me. It was just, like, a side hobby.
Yeah, it was a hobby, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a hobby, really, for all of us.
But... right, but it's...
Until you turned it into
a
business.
It's actually kind of a source of income for me now.
Yeah,
which is crazy. Cool, and I'm, like, super, like, thankful for this whole community and the fact that I can actually do this and, like, pay for part of my college for this.
Yeah, but we'll definitely get into that.
Yeah, so...
So you stepped away senior year of high school...
Yeah, and then COVID hit, and I came back, so, because I had, like, an insane amount of free time, and my school did this weird thing where we could drop all of our classes and take our semester one grades for semester two, so what? I just did that. Yeah,
oh, man.
Like, after, like, the first 2 weeks, so my school was entirely unprepared, like, they didn't see it coming at all. The only teacher that was, like, kind of on the ball was my English teacher. He gave us books, like, the Friday before our school shut down, so, like, when we left school on Friday, it's actually really funny. One of my friends wrote, like, have a good summer on the board, like, hags. And we were like, ha, that's funny. What if we don't come back? And then we actually didn't come back. I was like, what? So we were all like, Chris, you're a prophet. But, yeah, it was just weird. And then my school, like, didn't know how to handle anything. And we had, like, 70% not participation rates. So,
ugh.
Yeah.
The whole, yeah. I mean, nobody really knows what to do.
Everybody gave
it's
up.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. Just rolling your grades into the next semester is really, it's kind of whack.
Came in clutch, though, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, totally let you build up your auctioneer status.
For sure, yeah. Well, I actually didn't start until, like, the summer, so I was still doing just, like, random customs at that point. I did start doing Stormtroopers shortly after, and then the rest is history. So.
I remember before, when you were first active, before you took the break your senior year, the one thing that, like, really exposed me to your stuff and stood out was the sticks as trees technique you used in your photography. That was, like, huge. Like, that was mind-blowing when I saw that. I was like, oh, my God, who's doing this? And that. So when you had announced that you were leaving at that point, I was bummed. I'm not going to lie. I was like,
yeah,
damn,
dude.
This dude is lit. He's really out here, like, pushing the limits of stuff, and now he's just gone. I was bummed. I'm not even gonna lie.
Yeah, that my, like, retiring post got so many nice comments, and I got, like, a billion DMs, like, the following 2 days after I said that. Mm. So that was, like, I was, like, blown away by the support of the community, so that was cool.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Also,
you're
funny story.
You're the prodigal son of customs.
That's kind of true. But, yeah, funny story about that. So it's actually cool that you mentioned that. So the shot that I took that I posted the behind the scenes of the tree stuff that everybody commented on, that shot got like 500 likes, which was like way past anything I'd ever achieved before. So I was like, 500 likes, this is insane.
Yeah.
Now that's like below my average per post, but it's fine. Anyways, I actually ended up entering that shot in like a art contests, Scholastic Art Awards, and I got like a silver medal for it.
Are you serious?
And it helped me get a scholarship for college, yeah.
That's crazy.
I know. I was like, what? And it wasn't even... I entered, like, a bunch of actual photography and stuff.
Right.
And, like, better Lego photography. And then that one, it was, like, my mom's favorite shot. So I'm like, okay, I'll throw this one in here, too. None of the other ones got awards, but that one actually did. And I was like, okay. They picked my least favorite shot to give me an award. I mean, I'm still grateful and everything, but I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's always the way it is, though. I feel like anytime I'm making a post, if I'm like kind of just like, it's all right. People are like, Billy, this is like the best one. And I'm like, no. And then vice versa. Anything I'm really hyped about just gets like another figure, you know, to everyone else. But I'm hyped about
facts.
It. But that's what matters.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, it's whatever. It's always fun to get community interaction. So
totally. So mentioned that you started making Stormtroopers close after. Was there a specific decision behind that?
I guess it was just different. I don't know. One, I really liked the 2008 Stormtrooper, so that was pretty cool, the one that came in that, like, dropship battle pack. Those are super dope. I got, like, three of those for one of my birthdays, and I was like, these are great. So I had, like, a bunch of extra ones, like, lying around. So I guess it was the fact that I had them and that I thought they were cool and that I'd, like, never seen... Because people have been doing clones for so long.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't want to just be, like, another clone guy. So what if I did, like, a Stormtrooper? And I'm like, I could put, like, a Rebel thing on him and that would be, like, new because I haven't seen anybody do that before.
Yeah. That's still one of my favorite costumes, too.
Thanks. It's one of mine, too, because... Yeah.
It's kind of surprising. Like, you would think the difference between a clone trooper and a stormtrooper wouldn't be too vast, but like there's really a totally different style that's coming along with customizing stormtroopers instead of clones.
Yeah, for sure.
So soon after customizing your stormtroopers, you were gaining a lot of popularity and then started moving into the auction world. How did that like really come about? Were you very intentional about putting yourself into auctions, or were you approached? What happened there?
So this is actually a fun story. So, I had like, I don't know, I'd like just broken 1,000 followers, and I made the Rebel Stormtroopers, and I think that was it. I think I literally just made those two at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I DM'd Maddie Minifigures.
Yep.
Cause he's huge now, but funny behind the scenes story. I was actually the first guy to ever buy from him. Ever.
Right.
It was from his personal account, and it was in like, I don't even remember. It was like months before he even started auctioning. He was just like selling different figures and like trying to see if it would like work or whatever.
Mm.
And I bought a phase 2 Captain Rex for $15, like forever ago. And if you know anything about that figure now, he's worth like 90. So it was like stonks for me, but it was also like the first figure that Maddie ever sold ever, and it was to me. I don't have him anymore because I like traded him away, but yeah, it was just like I was like, what? So anyways, so I knew Maddie, we like talked a bit, we were just like vaguely friends, we weren't like super close or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, I made those Stormtroopers and a bunch of people were like, oh, you should like sell these, and I was like, oh, maybe I could like get into auctions, because I'm like, I haven't really seen custom people do auctions before, or like successfully. So I'm like I could give it a shot, because I mean there's a few guys that auction like sculpted customs, but most people hate those with a passion, so like we're not gonna do that. But I'm like, if I could paint some Stormtroopers and sell them, that'd be cool. So I just like DM'd Maddie like two super long paragraphs, and he responded with like, yeah, that sounds cool. And I was like, okay, we're in.
Yeah. And now I mean you've really carved like your own lane selling customs.
Yeah.
Which previously I feel like doesn't have like a wide market appeal. It's kind of always stuck to commissions and like people seeking you out to do so. And seeing how much success you've gained from the auctions, I was like, I really took notice. I was like, damn, this is really exciting to see.
Yeah, for sure. Exciting to be at the forefront of. Auctioning is something that's fairly new, to my knowledge, on Instagram. So, I don't know. So there hasn't been a lot of, like, shift in the community at all. Right. And it was pretty much just, like, standard Lego. So, I don't know. I threw customs into the mix, and it, like, flipped a lot of stuff upside
down.
Did
the auctions more or less start with, like, Republic Bricks? Or
Yeah. He's the OG auctioneer, to my knowledge. I mean, I wasn't in the auctioning community because there's so many different Lego communities. I started off in customizing and then got into photography and then kind of into Star Wars. And then, you know, I did those Stormtroopers.
Touched military a bit too.
Yeah, I stumbled through military a little bit. I don't really do mods anymore. I want to do more, but I have no time to do anything now. And I have so many project ideas. Like, I want to get back into photography too. But anyways. Yeah, so Republic Bricks started... Maddie came along shortly after, and then a few other guys. Most people are in it for the money, and they don't care about anything. It's kind of a trash community, not to dump on everybody. As far as auctioneers go, the people that buy stuff, usually great, but
sure,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. It definitely, my whole perception of it, up until recently when we talked about it more, and I mean, you kind of just reaffirmed my suspicions, was that people just get into it because it seems like a cash cow. And
it is, yeah.
Yeah. More or less a cash cow.
Yeah, well, there's two big things that people don't realize. One, there's there's an immense saturation of like 10 to 14 year old auctioneers that are somehow doing better than a lot of the guys that are like 20, so that's kind of
funny. Lot less overhead probably.
yeah exactly. And then there's also the fact that you have to pay an insane amount of taxes if you're doing this legally, so a lot of people don't realize that when they're getting into it, and it's like, oh, technically, I can write mine off differently than the auctioneers do, so I don't have to pay as much.
How's that? Just because it's like an art thing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I think this year I actually have to finally start making any sales I've made legal.
Yeah.
I started working an on-the-books job for once, so I have to actually do tax stuff. It's going to be so exciting.
I'm just using my money to pay for... college, so I don't want them to be like, where did you get all this money?
Yeah, and I mean, it's really it's phenomenal that you're making so much to be like, huh, this is actually a considerable enough amount that I'm just gonna pay my college with it. Like, that's really awesome.
Well, part of it, yeah, I not like working myself through college, but that is the goal here, if I can get it going enough.
Yeah, to offset it a little bit, that's something.
Yeah.
And you're if you don't mind sharing, you're in college for art, right?
Yes, I am an industrial design major, which is just kind of product design. That's like the layman's term. So.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's like the least arty art degree that you can get. So right. There's two colleges.
More like practical.
Yeah, way more practical. You learn like design aspects and how to reach a consumer base. Just like a whole ton of stuff that you wouldn't if you were like a drawing major. So even in like graphic design, you don't get... the whole same, it's just like a larger tool set doing industrial design. So
that's interesting. Yeah. What got you started down that path?
Well, Yale is, oh, I forget his at now.
I forget his at too. Anytime I've heard Yale referred to, it's only ever been Yale.
I know.
And up until maybe like half a year ago, I finally realized who everyone's talking about when they say Yale.
Yeah. It's because it's like 97
Lego Maniac. Yeah. That's it.
Which is, I don't know, it's kind of hard to remember. No shade at Yale for this. But anyways, so he goes to school for industrial design. He actually got like an internship through Hasbro last summer. So I was like, that's cool. I want to do that. And then I also have a cousin who goes to Georgia Tech for industrial design. So he was like, I've been pretty close with him. Yeah. I've been pretty close with him for like most of my childhood. And he was like, he's always been like blown away by my Lego stuff. So he's like, dude, you should definitely get into industrial design because you'll like it a lot. And I was like, okay.
That's awesome.
So, yeah.
Have you been enjoying it a lot?
Well, my experience so far has at art school, everyone takes like the same basic classes the first year. So I'm taking the same classes that like all the drawing majors are taking. So it's not very exciting. It's been interesting because I actually thought I was going to do pre-med for the longest time. So
really?
until end of junior year, I did like a full 180 at the end of junior year. Cause I took AP Bio and an advanced math class, and I was like, yeah, I don't want to do this for 6 more years. So I'm like, never mind. We're going to like recalculate this real quick. And then I was like, oh, industrial design would be cool because I got talking to my cousin or whatever. Mm-hmm. And yeah. And then I went to art school. And anyways, so at art school, so I don't have like a traditional art background at all. I took my basics one art class senior year of high school. So going into art school, I was like way behind the eight ball when it came to comparing to other people because I just done art like for fun.
I'm entirely self-taught. Yeah, that's such cap though, because you are really well for being self-taught. That's such...
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm definitely talented, but at the same time, that...
Whoa. That get off your compares... high horse here. No,
I said I'm definitely... All right. I have a base level of skill, but when comparing to somebody who's... Like, there are kids that came from art high schools. Like, they had a mm-hmm. major in a specific type of art in high school. And now they're coming to college, and they just, like, know how to do everything. And I'm like, this is cool. I've never drawn with charcoal before, so we're going to have to figure that out. And they're like, oh, I've done, like, 100 portraits in charcoal already. And I'm like, okay, thanks. Awesome. Flex. Okay.
Yeah, no, that's understandable. I'm just messing with
you. So, yeah. But, so, yeah, definitely, like, a learning experience.
College should be.
Yeah. But it's been interesting, and it's been fun, so... It sucks that it's all online. So.
Yeah, that definitely makes the experience totally different.
Especially for, like, I have a fabrication class where we had to do, like, wire sculptures and carve a block of wood and lots of, like, 3D stuff. Yeah. And I had to do all of that, like, in my dorm. So that was a yikes.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So speaking about your self-taught kind of, you know, education... When did you start, like, painting, and was this just a skill that you had elsewhere and applied to Lego, or did it really just start from Lego?
I think I'm just naturally good at painting. I hate to, like, say that again, but I'm just, like...
I'm just messing with you.
Yeah, no, I know. I also hate... I don't know. Anyways, yeah, I think I'm just naturally good at painting because I've painted some, like, landscapes over time. It's also a lot of practice. I've been painting nonstop for, like 3 or 4 years at this point, like almost every single day nonstop. So, like, of course you're going to get good over that, yeah, like, very long period of time. But I started off pretty strong. That's all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. So, no, I didn't. Apart from a few...
just completely compare to actually putting the time in.
Oh, not at all. So. Yeah, exactly. And that's what I was talking about with art school. But, yeah, anyways, it was like, yeah, it's just all Lego. It's just all Lego. All of my art skills, like, started off with Lego, so.
Really? That's interesting.
And I somehow missed, just to, like, touch back on the topic, because I forgot to mention this earlier, mm-hmm. I somehow missed most of the popular people when I was, like, stalking people, essentially, for, like, those, like, five years or whatever, before I, like, actually joined the community. Because, like, I never followed, like, any of the big people. I don't know, there's, like, a few people that come up, of course, now I forget literally all of their names, but... There's just, like, a handful of accounts that are, like, absolutely massive that people talk about, like, I don't know. There's a few AV guys that mention, like, their inspiration is, like, this one. I need to, like, look it up or something. He's a YouTuber, and I don't
MGF.
Know. Anyways. Yeah, okay, MGF. Totally missed him. Dude, I didn't even know he existed until, like, 2 years ago. And I was like, what?
Really?
Where did this guy come from? Yeah, because, I don't know, because we never, like, talked about him. And I don't, because he's always been huge, so nobody ever, like, talks about him because everybody assumes that everybody knows him. So
that's
I was so Sony like mentioned him and I'm like, oh, I should go check him out. And I'm like, he has 40,000. How did I not know of his account until now?
Yeah, he's massive.
Yeah. So I don't get a lot of the like OG Lego community memes of like all those big guys because I followed like Brickophilia's pretty big and Aaron's huge on YouTube, but I wasn't on like the Lego presence on YouTube, so I missed like all of those guys too. I don't know, it's just weird. I had a very odd start to my Lego career.
Sure. Speaking about being like self-taught with the painting, to go back to that, were you watching like any YouTube videos, or how did you learn? Was it really just kept on painting, got muscle memory for it?
Yeah, I think mostly just kept on painting. I held myself to, like, a really high standard for a long time, so there's so many things that I didn't post ever and will never post because I, like, they're almost good, but they're, like, not good enough for me to post.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and I still kind of do that sometimes, but I usually just push myself to fix the figure or whatever. Or I just drop the project altogether and do something else. So, yeah. There's like, I'm sitting at my desk right now and I'm looking at like 10 figures that are never going to be finished that are currently out on my desk. So,
do you have like a bin you'll throw them in? Just like a graveyard of past projects?
Yeah, I have a miscellaneous bin that's slowly been growing. It's like cut up Lego pieces that I've used for different things, like old scraps, whole bunch of just like random like fabric edges and paper and Lego pieces and old customs and stuff.
Yeah,
just like this bin of like trash because I didn't want it on my desk, and every once in a while I'll go through my desk and just like sweep piles of random stuff in there, and I'm like, we'll go through it later, it's fine. So it's essentially a trash can of stuff that I kind of want to save.
Yeah,
so
I mean, scraps are hella useful, especially in the modern world when like you have to take off like a whole front end of a gun just for one piece, and you're like, all right, well, I'm definitely not gonna throw this bit out. But now I have just a whole bin worth of scraps that I'd barely even touch.
Yeah.
But they're there when I need them, eventually.
Facts.
Sometime, if I ever mod.
Yeah, get back to it. But, yeah, I don't know. Every once in a while, I'll, like, think of a scrap that's in there, and I'm like, oh, that would be so useful right now. And then I had to go dig through the whole bin for, like, 20 minutes to find this, like, tiny little piece of red fabric. And I'm like, cool, well, we found it, so.
Yeah. The best part is, though, like, you absolutely know it's in there.
I know. I'm like, it's got to be in here somewhere. And after, like, 10 minutes of searching, you don't find it. I'm like, all right, we'll look through the other half, and if it isn't in there, we're just going to abandon. But most of the time, I find stuff that I need, so.
Right. To go back a few conversations, I meant to ask, in terms of, like, auctions versus commissions, which one do you prefer? Do you feel like there's a wide difference between the two?
Oh, yeah. From a creative standpoint, absolutely massive difference. So the biggest one being that I'm picking my own projects, so I could kind of do the same thing with commissions. Like, I could pick which commissions I want to take and which ones I don't want to, but at the same time, none of them are my own ideas, and I'm always limited by, like, the client, so to speak. that's, like, a fancy way to put it, but, like,
you want to be a salesman. Not...
Yeah, well, and I just want to, like, do my own stuff. Like, when I came to Maddie, my initial proposition was, like, can I just, like, make some figures and then you can auction whatever comes out? And he was like, yeah, that's cool. He's been, like, super, super, like, just nonchalant about that. Yeah. He'll just be like, just make me some stuff and I'll auction it, and it's cool. But then there's other auctioneers that I've worked with, not gonna name any of them specifically, but they'll, like, ask for specific figures, and I'm like, bro, that's not how this works. But, okay.
No, so I mean, then, it's fair enough, and you stick up for how you want to run things.
Yeah, and it's pretty easy because I have Maddie. I don't really need a switch from him, so I can kind of just work with him. And he's
name
totally
a more
cool
dynamic
whatever,
duo, or so. Not dynamic, iconic duo.
Hey, same difference. We changed the community, so yeah.
For sure.
But it's been fun, yeah.
Anyway, I posted on the Bricks and Banner story to send us some topics you want us to discuss here. One of the ones that really stood out to me, you were briefly in the military community making a few posts, and I feel like the military community themselves is very aware of you and your work, and you're like an honorary member of the military community in a way, just because I feel like everyone in there just loves your stuff, so.
That's such a massive compliment.
Yeah, the military community welcomes you. We got a question which stood out to me was, what are some differences you feel there are between the custom Star Wars community and custom military community?
I think the biggest one being that you guys have been working with the same stuff for, like, the longest time. Like, you literally just work with Lego guns for the most part and, like, characters from video games. But you make, like, the coolest stuff. Like, you guys keep making new stuff.
Yeah,
I don't know
that's
how it
fair.
Happens.
That's fair, honestly.
Like, I'll see a new post from, like, you or Tanner or, like, any of the other guys that I follow. And I'm just like, how is this new? How has nobody thought of this before? This is so cool. Right. And it's just like, and you guys also don't, like, copy each other as much. I feel like a lot more of it is original. And, like, this is less the Lego Star Wars, but more just, like, the custom community in general. Mm-hmm. Like, a new Marvel movie will come out, and everybody will make the one main character.
Makes the
I'm
same
like,
character.
Bro.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Or how many, you could, like, write a novel about how many Mandalorians have been made. I mean,
Mandalorians, Mysterios, like, Doctor Strange has been done a billion times. There's so many Spider-Mans. Yeah. Holy cow. Like, the new Batman. There's, like, so many figures that have been so immensely overdone.
The only character I could think would be like the really popular Ghost or Captain Price from Modern War, not Modern Warfare, but Call of Duty in general. Yeah. I feel like that's the only reoccurring character that gets made in the military community.
Yeah, I would say so. I definitely see some every once in a while. So. But again, they're always like new. I don't know. Like
yeah, no,
and
I'd
of course
agree
I forget
too.
His at now. Like the one kid who cut the skeleton face off and put it on. That was like.
Oh yeah, Danny Pro Star.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And that was like totally new and innovative. How has nobody ever done that before? I looked at that and I was like, what? This is such a genius idea.
Yeah, it's mind blowing.
Yeah.
The one difference that stands out for me, I'm obviously not in the Star Wars community at all, and it's really intentional just because I've always been thrown off about how anal people are about accuracy. So
yeah.
Coming from a customizing perspective, it's really off-putting to have to be... Not that I would care too much about the criticism, but you really don't feel so welcome when you're trying to innovate or change things. When
That's
it's like,
for sure.
Oh, but this doesn't comply with XYZ. And I feel like it's interesting that you've been accepted so much. Not that I know how like the Star Wars community like works exactly, but
yeah.
I feel like for the most part, the Star Wars community like loves your stuff, even though it's not pertaining to any sort of accurate field, like in any sort of storyline.
Yeah.
But the way I see it is like you're kind of making more of an art piece in the Star Wars, you know, canon and characters instead of just like trying to customize XYZ trooper from this planet or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. And that's been mostly intentional because I usually go for more like conceptual art pieces and stuff like that, like
right.
like the lightning stormtrooper.
Yeah.
Like, of course, that's never been like
or the
seen
Vader.
Before. Yeah. Well, actually, that's based on an action figure. But anyways.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Surprise, surprise. The Emperor's Wrath Vader figure. It's based on the scene from the movie. Some of them are light up. Some of them aren't. Some of them are like just busts where it's just like the helmet and the skull inside. They're super dope. Mine's like roughly based on it. Obviously, I took a lot of creative liberties. Added a lot more lightning and whatever. Made the skull inside black with white instead of white and black. Anyways, but yeah, just because to jump back to your original idea of like being the same, mine are more art pieces. That's mostly because when I first started doing Stormtroopers, everyone's like, oh, these are cool, they're like original, whatever, like we mostly do clones. And then I started looking into it more, and not to throw shade, but AV is mostly just recolors of stuff.
Yeah,
like it isn't
being not
some
in
of
the
his...
world. That's totally how I see things.
Yeah, a lot of it, like I don't know, like even if they are creative ideas, they're creative takes on characters that already exist. So like most of their like I don't know if you know how AV works, but he drops like these passes, like a summer pass and like a fall pass and a winter pass, where it's like a bunch of like specialty stuff, but they're all like a Doom recolor or like Jack O' Lantern Jesse, which
is doing that?
Oh, so basically, so AV sells decals, but then he also sells these like limited passes, where it's like you pay like $40 for like 8 or 10 decals or whatever. And they're all like exclusive, so they're only out of like 100 or out of 200. I think they're normally out of 200. So he'll drop a certain amount of passes and then also release each decal individually if you didn't want to buy the whole pass. It's become this whole like reselling thing. Like everybody rushes to get a pass.
Yeah.
They all sell out in like a minute and then resell for like $20 above or way more.
Oh, I'm definitely taking notes. I'll be at the next drop for sure.
Yeah, dude, the holiday pass, so last year he did a winter pass and a holiday pass. The winter pass was literally just blue recolors of everything. It was just like this like medium light blue recolor of just like a whole bunch of different stuff. There's a Doom that's like expensive to get from that. Anyways, the holiday pass from last year was so cool, but still they're mostly just like recolors or like a clone that already exists, and then they just added a different design to it or whatever, which is cool. Like, I'm not docking it. It's cool. I just didn't want to do that, mostly because I don't have very extensive Star Wars knowledge. I have watched, like, the first 3 seasons of Clone Wars. I have not seen Rebels. I haven't watched any of the Star Wars movies since I was, like, a little kid. Granted, other than, like, the new movies, which I fell asleep during a few of them. So it's not even... Like, I watched Solo all the way
You're
through.
You're a fake fan.
And I watched, I'm going to get exposed hard after this. But I watched Solo all the way through, and I watched, like, Rise of Skywalker all the way through, but that was a painful movie to sit through because it was just like trash. The plot didn't go anywhere. No character development. Anyways, like as far as movies go, horrible. Like 1 out of 10 on my scale. But anyways, I don't want to get into all of that because I'm just gonna rile people up talking about movie ratings. But I just wanted to make totally new characters. So again, that's also why I picked Stormtroopers, because it was like nobody does Stormtroopers. So it's basically wide open as far as like original ideas go.
Yeah.
So it was just like mine for the taking. So
the I only got introduced really to the decal world through you when I met NN.
Oh yeah.
That was, and like seeing his story posts now of like him selling just a sheet of paper for $30, I'm like, what?
Oh, way more than that. Stuff goes for way more than that.
That was mind blowing, man.
Yeah.
I wanted to wait. I saw the night before it was released the AV Mando, and I was like, oh, that's pretty neat. I considered getting it for myself, and I'm like, the printing has a bit of quality issues. It's not up to par for myself, but then I'm like, this is probably going to sell out. I'll try and buy it. And then I just woke up super late and forgot about it.
That is probably an exception. Usually AV prints, like you buy one and you can immediately resell it for double. They're like just as bad as CB. But that one was kind of the catch. AV has been doing some interesting marketing tactics recently, where instead of doing a lot more and selling them for a lot less so that more people can get them and still making the same profit, he sells like less, basically none for a much higher price, which is weird because he's almost like doing the reselling himself. It's weird.
Interesting.
But
so have those been still selling for like double?
Not. It depends, because like the Mando was limited and he's doing another one. I don't know how many there were. Either there might have been 25, there might have been 75. I don't exactly remember. Right. I'm not huge. I'm in the community, but I'm not like an AV fanboy, so I don't follow all the details all the time. But anyways, so like he released this one of two figure. It's kind of a one of one because he has the other in his personal collection. He's never going to sell it, so it's like there's only one public figure.
Sure.
Sold for $300 on his website, and it resold the same night for $750.
What the hell?
It's freaking wild, dude. Like, I will probably never reach those resale rates.
I can't
rates.
Even believe
so
that
it's like,
would post it to begin with for $300.
For $300, I know. That's wild. Like, CB doesn't do that. No other custom printing company has ever done that, ever. So, I don't know. I feel like Andrew should low-key be taking notes from the guys that have been doing this longer. But it's fine. He's carving his own path, so
I respect
like CAC.
I respect a good scam, you know.
No, but anyways, to the other half of my point, the Mandos have not been reselling well at all. It's CBB got one. Tristan, I'm sure you know him. We're pretty tight hobies. It's
not the flex.
Yeah, or anything. He got one, switched out the helmet. And then magnetized the backpack, so he like cut the neck brace off and made it like removable with magnets. Yeah, super dope. And he's only selling it a little bit of over like what it sold for. And I don't think anybody's copped it yet. And I'm like, that's wild, because it's like a massive upgrade. But it's also just like the print quality is trash. I don't know. His AV's quality control since Black Friday has been kind of sketchy. A lot of people got Black Friday orders that were not up to par as what they usually are, and there were a few guys that got each other's orders, so they had to figure out like shipping them to each other.
That's
like
tough.
A minor fiasco
that
but,
happened
you know.
In the past with the Minifig Co, and they basically just told the people like, oh, sucks to be you, and they just didn't they didn't help them.
Andrew, I'll give him credit for like amending the situation. He definitely like,
as you should,
like, yeah, no, totally. And he's very involved in his community. Like, he runs his Discord. He's super active in there, like, all the time. He's got mods that are usually hit or miss. Sometimes they're cool, sometimes they're not. But
I've met him at events briefly before, and he's, like, a really nice guy. I know that for sure, but
oh, yeah, no. I also know people that know him, like, really well, and they're like, yeah, he's a super cool guy. So, you know, yeah. I haven't met, like, anybody, just to briefly touch on that. I have been to Brickworld Chicago once in 2018. I didn't go to meet anybody. I didn't tell anybody I was going. I just went with my dad. We walked around, looked at all the cool builds, whatever, saw the Rebel Log stuff, and then left. It was like, yay. It's like a one-day trip thing, because I live, like, kind of close-ish to Chicago.
Close enough.
Like, close enough to drive. Yeah.
Sure.
So, yeah.
It's a good point, bringing up Rebelug. How was your introduction into that?
Oh, yeah. So Bobalug is the one that I joined.
Oh, Bobalug. Right. My bad.
Rebelug is the huge one, and then Bobalug is... Bobalug's pretty big. I don't know. I think they have...
For Rebelug, do you have to be strictly a builder?
Yeah, I think so. Most of the LEGO user group community doesn't care about customizers.
Yeah.
So
well,
I thought
aware
it was...
of that. That's for sure.
Yeah, you've been doing this longer than I have, of course. But, yeah, I thought it was cool that... that he wanted to add like a customizer wing, and it was also cool that he jumped on it because he literally got like all the coolest people that do customs,
yeah,
specifically like Star Wars too. Yeah, it's like me, Aaron, like everybody else that you could possibly like want in there. So mm-hmm. like if anybody else tried to do, they'd be like picking up the scraps of like the customizers that are left because there aren't that many. And the guys that said yes, like a bunch of people said no. Because they just don't want to be involved.
Really?
And that's totally cool. Yeah. Well, there's a lot of people there's a ton of guys that like just, that are just customizers. A lot of customizers don't care about like the rest of the LEGO world that much.
Mm.
That goes for a lot of the LEGO communities, actually. A lot of the photographers don't care that much about like mocks or whatever. Some of them do both. There's a lot of mock guys that do photography, but a lot of photography guys that don't build their own stuff.
Yeah. The just, LEGO like, world entirely has become
so
very clicky.
Oh, yeah. So hard.
Yeah, I don't want to self-promo here, but that's, with this whole brick nerd thing,
yeah,
that was really, that's the mission behind it, is to try and expose people who are viewing the blog to other subsects of the community that they wouldn't have had access to or known about at all.
Yeah.
So that'll be interesting. I might
that's
cut
cool,
that out.
Though.
I don't want to self-promo.
It's fine. No. That's a cool opportunity. And you should let people know. I don't know. You have to announce that at some point. So.
Well, I put it on the story.
Okay, Billy. Anyways, so yeah, I don't know. I just moving on. I just think it's cool that I've had interactions with pretty much every community at some point. Because mm-hmm. it started out just like base customizing, just interacting with customizers. Kind of got into mock building for a bit there, and then full blown into the photography community, and then now I've made it into the auctioneer community, and then like the whole AV. Whatever the heck you call that.
Yeah.
The only one that I haven't been super big in is, like, the collector community, like CB and stuff.
Yeah. So. I mean, that's, like, I mean, we're really talking about everything being its own world, but that's really, like, its own world.
Yeah.
Like,
facts.
It attracts people just completely outside of the community at this point. It's really interesting.
It's wild. Yeah. But.
Oh, crap. I had a question, and then I lost it again. I over the course of the past 5 minutes, I've... got the question and then lost it and then got it again and then lost it again.
It's fine. This is very relaxed anyways. So
yeah, I think it was something about Bobalug. I can't remember.
Oh, we're doing a... We're all making Mandos for it. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that or not, but we're all making some version of Boba Fett, and we're going to post them in January. It's going to be pretty lit.
That's really sweet.
They're all coming along very nicely, except for me and like two other guys that haven't started yet, and it's due in less than 2 weeks. So...
I can cut that bit if you need.
No, I'm sure it's fine.
All right.
So,
do you have anything you want to bring up?
I mean, just interesting side note.
Mm-hmm.
I've been a part of each community to a point where, like, I've like recognized that there's like a toxic part of every community. It's so weird. Like with the modders, there's like those little kids that just troll, and it's just like there's always like this younger group of kids that just like rips on everybody for clout. But and then there's also like this other group of people that like thinks they're way better than everybody else. And it might be because I'm in the customizing community like the most. Like I've technically spent the most amount of time talking to those people and in that kind of area of the world.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like there's just like a lot of people that think they're way better than every other customizer in existence. And I'm like, bro, there's probably a 10-year-old somewhere that can do stuff twice as good as you, and he's just not posting it.
I think, thankfully, for the most part, in the military modding community, that's really to a lesser extent. I feel like what comes up more often is, like, crediting work that people kind of get hung up over.
Yeah.
Not so much some of the bigger people, because they kind of recognize, like, hey, this is really, like, the beauty of the hobby is to take and share what you have, like, idea-wise.
Yeah.
But definitely in the past, that was always a big thing. But thankfully, like, the bigger people in the community are more or less humble. They're just, they're just chill and trying to, you know, be like, hey, I just want to share what I make and talk to other people who make similar stuff. Like,
yeah,
the more toxic side comes, like from you said, like edgy younger kids who are just,
yeah, oh my gosh, there was a custom group chat of a bunch of like 10 to 11 year olds, maybe even younger, that were just like, they were like the dumbest trolls. They tried to like find dirt on all of us.
Star Wars?
This is just like customizing in general. And there was like the small group of trolls that tried to find dirt on like all of us, but couldn't get anything because we're all just normal guys. So like, yeah, the dirt they had on me was that I say Stormy instead of Stormtrooper, and I was like, is that seriously the best thing you can come up with? Like, is that the biggest rip on my character that you have?
You could
seriously
say Stormtrooper. Stormy is our word.
They're like, oh, Stormy's such like a little kid way to say it. I'm like, you're actually, bro, like 8. Okay. It was just such like the cringe, like it was this one kid who posted like supposed like dirt on like the top like 40 like customizers on his story, and all of them were exactly like that example. They were just like the dumbest, like I don't remember any of the other ones other than that one, because that one made me laugh so hard that they
I
had
hope
nothing
it was
else
satire
on.
quite honestly,
I have no idea. We still haven't been able to figure out to this day, but it's fine. But yeah, I think as of late, a lot of those guys have left the community. So a lot of the younger kids, they either grew up or they deleted their accounts. So
interesting.
I think with all this new Star Wars stuff coming out, it's reuniting a lot of Star Wars fans, just to kind of like curve the conversation a little bit.
Yeah,
but I think it's been cool to see, because there's been so many guys that either... Well, I guess there's two things to touch on here. There's been so many guys that don't usually do Star Wars stuff that have been doing Star Wars stuff, like Lucas in specific, LQ Customs, I think is his at.
I'm aware of him.
Yeah, he's actually, funnily enough, started off just copycatting all of my stuff, which is funny. But he does all his own stuff now. He mostly does characters from like Tarantino movies, so like not even anywhere near the Star Wars realm at all, but he joined Bobalug and like some other stuff, and he's been doing like Star Wars stuff, and I'm like, this is so cool, because he's like hyped about the new Star Wars stuff. And there's been so many other people and so many like elitist semi-toxic people that have been like, oh yeah, I guess Mando's pretty cool and stuff like that, and are like hyped for the same new shows that the rest of us are. So I don't know, it's been cool. That's the one positive thing that's come out of, or that's, I guess that's one of the positive things that's come out of like all the Disney Star Wars stuff. Because I know that a lot of people hate the new movies, but
yeah,
I think it's good that they're making new
content. When I first watched Mandalorian, I mean, I just rewatched the second season, had me a little bit hyped on the show and the subgenre in general. The first season had me like, I had so much inspiration for like just ragtag bounty hunters out in the galaxy kind of thing. And then I posted none of them, but...
Nice. That's how it goes.
It's such a cool genre, though, and it really...
I know. Yeah, like Space Cowboys.
Hell yeah. Minifig Monday.
Well, yeah, right. Okay.
Guys, this week, it's Mandalorian. Next week, Space Cowboys.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Are these the same thing?
True. But then also, like, yeah, like, we did Star Wars stuff, like, for Minifig Monday, and all those guys participated. I don't even know if those guys are all, like, Star Wars fans.
I made a Mando...
I know. So, yeah, I don't know. I just think that's cool. So, I'm glad to see it, because a lot of the time, the Star Wars community is extremely toxic. So, and to touch on your point before of the whole, like, getting every single, like, nitpicking every single detail to make sure that it's right. Holy mackerel. Dude, some of the conversations that happen in the AV Discord of people, like, nitpicking, like, either the decal design or somebody else that's coming up with something new, or like just like ripping it apart based on like the fact that the knee is like a half of a millimeter higher than it should be. I'm like, can you please not? It's a clone trooper. Just let it be a clone trooper, please.
Yeah, I mean, like from the custom perspective, it really stunts the progression of growth, I feel, in a community.
Yeah,
when
sure.
It's also focused on just being accurate, because it's just like you said, it leads to just recolors at that point. Like,
yeah,
you're not gonna, there's not much to innovate there.
Yeah,
which again, well, also... was the beauty of you using stormtroopers instead of clones.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
it also stunts the growth of a lot of smaller guys. So not again, not to rip on the AV Discord. There's a lot of toxic people in there. They're not associated with AV specifically. They're just right, toxic just people that happen to be in the community. Mm-hmm. But there's so many people that will like, and specifically toxic people that'll like. There'll be somebody else that's designing a decal. Like, there's so much drama with like Teo and all these other guys that design their own stuff and like left AV or whatever. But AV was like the first to get a really good design, and that's like why everybody loves him. Mm-hmm. But he's doing a template update really soon, and a lot of people have very mixed feelings about it, and a lot of people just outright hate it. And despite the fact that Andrew thinks it's more accurate, I think there's a lot of people slowly going away from accuracy and more focusing on quality, and I really hope that continues, because we'll get some really, really good Star Wars stuff out of the community in the next few years, instead of just, like, fanboying AV for the next 3 years, which there isn't anything wrong with that, because there's so many creative people putting so much brain power into this company, but at the same time, I don't know.
Yeah, it's actually really awesome what Andrew's built there.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, the fact that he's got so many Star Wars fans together in like the same hyped about the same Lego minifigures is wild. Yeah.
It's really amazing. And just his having like a whole team of customizers and just peers in the community.
Yeah,
to run it with is awesome.
Exactly. And the fact that he's like building out his like team skill set so much, because he's got like 3D designers now, because he's getting into like 3D printed stuff, and then he's got like normal decal designers that do that stuff, and then he's got painters, because there's people that have like painted like chrome for the last Mando drop, and like a whole bunch of different stuff.
Yeah, so, that's awesome.
Like how so many different aspects of the community get involved. I just think that's cool. So
totally.
Yeah.
There was another question that came up, and I can't remember it. I want to die.
Write them down, Billy.
I know, I just realized that too. I'm like, I have my phone here with notes. Like, I literally could have just typed something to remember.
Man.
Oh, well. All right, we're at 53 minutes in here. Do you want to move on to the copper drop segment?
Yeah, totally. Awesome. Let's do that.
So, Griff, I got a special one for you. Okay?
Okay.
All Star Wars.
Awesome.
Gotta appeal to your specialty here.
Mm-hmm.
First one up. I think this is, it's not the first Minifig Co. product, because I previously ripped on the mittens that were out there. Not that he released them, but it was a design. Anyways.
All right.
The Minifig Co. Clone Troopers. Thoughts?
Ooh. Yeah. So, honestly, I really like them. I'm not in the in the collecting committee as much, so I don't know all the drama as to why everybody hates DMC. I know that they tend to have bad customer service.
Yeah.
But overall, and the owner, like, rip off designs.
Yeah, the owner is just kind of a douchebag, is the summary of it all.
That is fantastic. Oh, yeah, actually, before I start all this, shout out to TMC for having me blocked on Instagram. If you could unblock me, if you hear this at any point, if anybody from TMC hears this, please unblock me. I've emailed you guys like 3 times and you haven't responded to any of them. So,
phenomenal.
To move on, because I'm probably like the last person they need to block on Instagram.
Not even in the military.
I have like the
community.
Most. I know. And regardless, I have like the most original content, and I'm not even.
You don't
I
even
have
use
like
prints.
I literally own 2 CB figures. Like, it's not even. I've owned TMC before that I didn't buy from them. I bought from Lego Army 1, which is a funny side story. But it's just like. Anyways, so I literally used to own more TMC than CB, and they still have me blocked for some reason, and it's so dumb. Anyways, I ordered from their website. Anyways, I actually bought a bunch of the blank grunt troopers, like two or three.
The dirtied up ones, right?
No, just like maybe I don't remember. Anyways, because I don't think they have like plain ones, just like the battle damage ones. Yeah, because I wanna paint my own designs. I also thought it was weird. I forget what, here, I'll look it up on my computer real quick, but I forget, they have, like 501st and, like the normal ones you'd expect, but then they have, like, this one, I forget which clone it is, but it wouldn't be one at the top of anybody's list to make. Yeah, okay, so they have Bly, who's pretty cool, Cody, obviously, they have that, and then they have the plain bodies, which, yep, and then they have 501st, and then they have 327th, which is kind of an odd pick, but it's yellow, so those guys are cool. There's a lot of people that love that battalion. And then there's Wolfpack, which is obvious, like, that's the coolest name ever, they have awesome designs. But then they made a Dogma, which is just, like, one character I didn't even realize he existed before seeing him on this website, because again, I don't have very extensive Star Wars knowledge. So I'm like, Dogma, who is this? Is this an original design? I looked him up. No, he exists. But like, they didn't make, like, they made a Cody, but they didn't make a Rex. And I'm like looking at their, like, the figures that they do have, I'm like, why did they pick to do these ones? But it's fine. I feel like they should be more hyped than they are, because I think they're really good. I think they're really clean. They take some design notes from AV, but a lot of it's just like original good. Obviously, I'll have to like paint in the edge of the arms because they don't have like 360 printing. And then they don't come with helmets, so I have to make my own helmets, which is kind of a drag because the Phase 2 AV helmets are really pixelated. Like the decal prints are really pixelated, which he supposedly fixed on his new ones. So that's what I'm excited about. But anyways, cop. I would cop that. And I
Quite literally
have.
have already
So,
copped.
yeah.
The one thing that annoys me about the minifig co-site is that it's all renders, so I can't really tell for the printing quality.
Yeah, same. That's why I just ordered some, because I'm like, I want to review these for everybody else.
Yeah, and not being so involved in the clone world, I can't tell how much of it might have been ripped from other designers, but
Yeah.
I'll hand it to them. They don't look half bad as a render.
No, and honestly, they do look pretty original. Like, the thing is, you're basing it off of the same very simple designs that we've seen in like movies and shows before. So it's not
Right.
like everybody's working off the exact same armor
It's
set.
hard
So
to make it more
it's not
diverse.
even, yeah, it's you can't make it very different from what else is already out
It's a
there,
very
especially if
similar
that stuff
thing.
is super accurate already. Yeah.
Right. It's very similar to historical military stuff where it's like you're working off a reference, like it's
Yeah.
things
And
are
you
going to be
risk
similar.
Unintentionally copying something that already exists just because you're working, you could even be working off like the same photo.
Yeah,
So,
it's
yeah.
possible. All right, next up, we have the Brick Tactical Commander Cody clone. I think it's also just a body and legs, like the minifig co
Yeah.
ones.
Yeah. I think it's cool. I've been following Peyton for like the longest time, dude. I've been following him since he was the X-39.
Right.
Whatever. So like I stumbled across his YouTube when he was building his Plelu, I think is how you say it, Mog. The
I'm
one with
not
the palm
sure.
trees.
Oh,
I thought it
yeah,
was
okay.
funny. Yeah.
Wasn't
He
it
never pronounced
Vietnam?
it like that. he always yeah, I think it could be Pacific World War II.
Anyways.
Anyways, it's not that it matters that much. I'm not that much of a history buff.
Not am I, so.
But yeah, I've been following him like ever since. Like I used to watch literally all of his YouTube videos. I don't as much anymore because I'm not. That was when I was more into mocks. I'm less into them now. But yeah, I don't know. It might be a cop. His design is cool, but I think it needs some refining. It's a little too geometric for me.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, TMC is a really good balance of curves and straight lines. I feel like AV maybe is a little bit too curved. So, oh, also, TMC has some lighter lines and some bolder lines. I just keep staring at this design and realizing that I'm liking it a lot more. So, yeah. But, anyways, so yeah, I guess that would be a drop for now. But he'll probably release like a V2 that I'll cop.
Right. The only issue for me on that one was just printing qualities seems a little
Yeah.
iffy,
Yeah.
so
Yeah, definitely.
it's a drop for me. Alrighty, last up here, the Phoenix Custom Bricks Bo-Katan.
So I
This
didn't
one's
cop
really
this one.
a cut above the rest, honestly.
Yeah, it's well, 'cause they're like a really renowned company when it comes to making high quality stuff. So props to them for this insane figure. But honestly, I should have copped it because resale value is gonna be really good.
It's definitely a phenomenal figure, though, especially with the
It's
custom
insane.
molded hair stuff. It's.
Yeah,
They
it's
always.
And the print is so nice. Design is really clean. I don't know. Yeah,
No, yeah, there's nothing to
nothing
hate
really
about
to.
it, really.
Yeah, there's nothing to complain about. So,
Definitely a
yeah.
cop, if I could have.
Yeah, I'm not a collector, so I wouldn't have copped it. But I have like my collection is literally just like some classic Star Wars Lego, like three decaled figures, and then like a few decaled Jessies. Because I, despite the fact that I don't know much about Clone Wars, I think the Jessie clone trooper design is super cool, so yeah.
Alrighty. Well, that wraps it up here. Thank
Hey
you
yo.
so much for coming on. You were seriously one of the first people I had in mind to have as a guest. And then I just didn't want to bother you because I know how busy you are.
Yeah. No, and low-key, I have been super busy, so totally fine. I didn't hop on until now. Yeah.
Right. But yeah, thank you. Any final words you want to put out there?
Honestly, just like... I'm just glad to be part of the community. You guys have been like super welcoming every like aspect of the community, specifically like the modders. Like you guys are great. So cannot complain about any of you guys. Yeah, fantastic. Also, thanks for having me on because this is a blast.
Yeah, of course. So. Thank you for coming on. It was really a great time.
For sure.
And that wraps up my conversation with Griff. Thank you all for listening, and I hope you enjoyed. If you really did enjoy the podcast, share it with a friend or leave us a review on iTunes. I want to give a huge thank you to our patrons over on patreon.com. We have Seth, Luger Enthusiast, Tupolev, Mike, and Justin. I really cannot thank you guys enough. If you're interested in supporting the podcast as well, you can check out the link tree in our Instagram bio, which will lead you directly to our Patreon. Thank you all again for listening, and come back next week as we talk with LEGO Masters contestant Christian Calgill.